Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and it is my pleasure to serve this loving and creative congregation. Today we celebrate water communion, and I invite each of you, if you have not yet, to get a glass of water for each person in your home for the ritual that happens later on. Everyone is welcome today. No matter who you are, who you love, or how you're feeling today, each of you is worthy of love and of kindness. If you are new to WOOF, we do gather, just not on Sunday mornings yet, but small groups meet in person outside and on Zoom. So please email our administrator, and her email address is at the end of this service, to get on our mailing list and find out how you can engage with our community. We have two coffee hours after the service for fellowship. One is online, and the link is in your order of service, and the other is at WOOF, outside. Bring your own coffee. It is good to be together. We begin our service with these words from the Reverend Karen Johnston. This is a call to flow as rivers flow, effortless and mighty, to find hope in each other, to inspire each other, to never go it alone. This is a call to new beginnings, to new creations, to new chances to do good deeds, to forgive and seek forgiveness, and to be written into the book of life. This is a call to offer solace when it is needed and where, to find joy whenever it offers itself up in the now of every moment. This is a call to find your heart's most precious intention, letting it have its wild way with you. This is a call to come back, come home, come to your senses, come to yourself, come to your whole and holy self. This is a call for body and soul, for each and every person to be healed by flowing waters, by mighty waters, by sacred waters that show us the way. Come, let us worship together.
We are going. Heaven knows where we are going, but we'll get there. Just as the rain falls to the earth and rises again to join the clouds, we will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. Just as the waves come again and again, the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Just as the lake calms after a mountain storm, we will get there. We know we will.
Let us say our affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another.
We are going, heaven knows where we are going, but we know we will get there.
We will get there. Heaven knows how we
we know we will get there. Boom, boom, ti-boom, ti-boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, ti-boom, ti-boom, boom, boom.
People who have faith in life are like swimmers who entrust themselves to a rushing river. They neither abandon themselves to its current nor try to resist it. Rather, they adjust their every movement to the water course, use it with purpose and skill, and enjoy the adventure. David Steindl Brass.
We gather together today, even from our separate homes, to celebrate this vibrant community and to honor the ebb and flow of our ever-advancing tide and of a long, slow swell of the sea. We gather together the waters of our lives, sustaining and nourishing, just like our faith tradition. Today, I want to tell you the story of where water communion comes from. Many years ago, during a time of great change and greater empowerment of women, a group of women gathered together in a church kitchen. This was during a time when women were not often seen as leaders in our faith or in our country. They decided it was past time for this to change. And at General Assembly, which is a big gathering of Unitarian Universalists, coming to Portland, June 2022, they spoke up for what was right, and they were able to be heard. The tides of our faith were turning towards greater equity. Through their efforts over the next few years, our association's bylaws were updated, our songs were revised, our principles reframed to be more inclusive. Because in the words of Cheryl M. Walker, our principles are meant to be written in pencil, not etched in stone. The seventh principle was added, respect for the independent web of which we are all a part. Just like the time we are in now, where we are doing a lot of thinking about who we really want to be and the things that are really important to us, we started to change. We started to change the way we lived out our Unitarian Universalist faith. In 1980, a great gathering was held, a convocation on feminist theology, and people came from all over the land to honor their journeys and water as the source of all life, the thing that connects us all. Two women came up with a water ceremony, much like the water communion we celebrate today. The people who had gathered brought water from the mountains and deserts, the rivers and streams, from drops of rain, from the great oceans of the world, and from their backyard hoses. As they poured their waters, they shared their stories. At the end of the ritual, they each took a bit of water with them and promised each other to keep their stories alive, to keep the rivers of our faith flowing, to join together in a sea of hope.
Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. Can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. I've lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back is a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder a half mile of line. Come on up for the rise. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rise. Come on up for the rising tonight. I left the house this morning. Bells were ringing, filled the air. Wearing the cross of my calling. On wheels of fire, I come rolling down here.
Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising tonight. La 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 la. Come on up, lay your Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising tonight. La 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 la.
Water Dance by Thomas Locker. Some people say I am one thing. Others say that I am many. Ever since the world began, I have been moving in an endless circle. Sometimes I fall from the sky. I am the rain. Sometimes I cascade, I tumble down, down over the moss-covered rocks through the forest shadows. I am the mountain stream. At the foot of the mountains, I leap from a stone cliff, spiraling, plunging. I am the waterfall. In the shadows of the mountain, I am still and deep. I fill and overflow. I am the lake. I wind through broad golden valleys, joined by streams, joined by creeks. I grow ever wider, broader, deeper. I am the river. I pass through a gateway of high stone palisades, leaving the land behind. Cool silver moonlight sparkles and dances on my waves. I am the sea. Drawn upward by warm sunlight in white silver veils, I rise into the air. I disappear. I am the mist. In thousands of shapes, I reappear high above the earth in the blue sky. I float. I drift. I am the clouds. Carried by winds from distant seas, I move, growing heavier, growing darker, returning. I am the storm front. At the wall of the mountains, I rise up as gleaming, power-filled towers in the darkened sky. I am the thunderhead. I blind the sky with lightning. The earth trembles with my thunder. I rage. I drench the mountainside. I am the storm. Storms come. Storms pass. I am countless droplets of rain left floating in the silent air. I reflect all the colors of sunlight. I am the rainbow. I am one thing. I am many things. I am water. This is my dance through our world.
Today is Water Communion. This is the day that we begin the church year. This is the day we usually pour water from our individual journeys into a common vessel and remind ourselves that in this community, we flow together in a common mission and journey to grow in love. I so wanted to be together in the sanctuary this morning. But COVID has made so clear what has always been true. The plans for the future are always provisionary. It's never certain, any of the plans that we make. The river of life flows in its own ways, and we don't get to choose most of what happens. We merely get to adapt and transform to new circumstances. Our theme this month is possibilities. Each new moment is full of possibilities. Whether the moment before was one we planned and wanted, or the moment before introduced a sudden obstacle and we must find a new way. I've made rock dams and coastal streams with my children. The water never stops flowing. It finds cracks between the rocks or flows around or goes over. It might slow down for sure, pooling behind the dam. But you can't stop the flow with rocks and sticks, because the water knows what it wants, which is to flow. It seeks new possibilities, new ways towards its goal, the wide sea. Here we are, at the beginning of our church year, when yet another avalanche of COVID, terrible, unwanted, and for many of us unexpected, has landed in the stream. So we are asked to continue to find new possibilities, new ways to reach our goal, which for most of us is connections with other people like us who want to be inspired to grow in ourselves, in compassion, and in service. I read an article recently that was written for clergy but could be written for any of us. It talked about the first 16 months of this pandemic as a marathon that we all ran. We pushed hard, found strategies to get through, new ways of doing things. And when it ended, we were tired. We were ready to soak our feet and kick back with all the people we shared the race with, but who had been in different places on the route. We were ready to take a deep breath of relief, relax, and tell the stories of how we got through. However, the next morning, we were informed we would be running another marathon. But our feet had blisters. We were exhausted. The author said there's only one way to do that second marathon. You have to walk it. Slowly. With deep, loving care for yourself and everyone else that you meet. We will naturally slow down, like the still water behind a dam. But even when we are still, the sea beckons. If we listen to it, calling to us with our dreams, our yearnings, our ideals. Even with the continued need to keep our distance, possibilities flicker. Outdoor gatherings, small groups, spiritual practice, reading and pondering, service and justice work, letting go, gratitude, acceptance. I love the song The Rising by Bruce Springsteen. It is about a 9/11 firefighter climbing the stairs to rescue people in the crumbling towers, climbing to his death. Images of life in all its complexity before him as he rises towards his mission, and the lights in the sky. We remember 9/11 this weekend. Another tragedy, another moment of collective trauma when we gasp together, awed by cruelty, by loss, and by amazing, exceptional heroism and deep, deep love. The song commemorates our ability to rise, even when rising is unthinkable. This is one of the best things about human beings, I think. Our capacity to rise to what really matters. The question is, what really matters? That is the question of faith that all faith communities try to answer. And for you youths, I think the answer is caring for ourselves and each other, the worth and dignity of each and every person, and the interconnected web of life. what really matters is kindness, gratitude, and attending to our vision of the world we dream of. We don't have to be a roaring river to rise toward what really matters. We can be the still water of the lake, gently lapping, finding possibilities in the quietness, in soft movement. Maybe we will discover the stream that carries the water from the lake to the river. Maybe we will make deep, lasting contours just where we are. We discover what we personally want to rise to by listening. What brings joy, a smile, a flutter of the heart, interest, energy. In these days, we must listen to what calls and whispers to us. We must discover what rises in us like a spring from the deep in the earth. We must nurture that and reach out to a friend, to another congregant, to anyone, and ask if they will nurture it with us. We may no longer have the capacity to rush and crash and run and get exhausted. Instead, we might consider what rises in us and refreshes us like a cold glass of water. That feeling, that knowledge of where we want to move next can lead us. The lyrics of the song Woyaya could be said of water or it could be said of us. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. But we know within, and we will get there. Heaven knows we will, how we will get there, but we know that we will. This is the truth. This powerful and loving community who is connected through our mission, through the water that flows through the Bull River watershed, will get there. Heaven knows how, but we know we will. Amen and blessed be. We will now participate in the ritual of water communion. If you've not done so, please go grab a glass of water for everyone in your household to participate. This ritual was written by the Reverend Elizabeth Stevens.
Today, we will do this ritual differently than in past years. Some of you will have come to Woof and poured water from your journey into a common bowl a couple of weeks ago, which we have here. Not everyone was able to do this, so now we ask everyone to look at the water in the glass in front of you. This represents the water that connects us all. If it came from your faucet, it is from the Bull Run watershed, a protected area to the east that holds rain and natural spring water from deep in the earth in such quantity that to supply the entire Portland area with drinkable water. The water before you connects you to the earth and to each other.
We are doing water communion in four parts. Each part will have a meditation and then time where you can drink some water that represents your life, our community, and the earth. First, we'll think about drops of rain falling on a parched earth. Imagine you are the ground, dry and dusty.
Imagine that you are a plant, brown and brittle, barely alive.
Imagine you are a villager in a place where the well has run dry. You haven't been able to take a bath or wash your clothes. You've barely had enough to drink, and your throat is scratchy and sore.
Now imagine that the rains come.
There are places in you. What are the places in you that are dry and parched? What are you wanting, craving, needing to receive in order to be whole and happy? I invite you to reflect on these issues as you take a slow drink of water. for what quenches our thirst.
This time, I want you to bring your mind to a memory or an image of a lake. The water is clear and cool, but not too cold. The air smells fresh and green. The sun sparkles on the water.
You walk into the water, feeling soft sand beneath your toes. You take it slowly, easing in, first your toes and then your feet, then slowly up your calves to your knees, up your thighs. Keep going deeper until the water is past your belly button. Then you take a deep breath and dunk under. As you come back up, feel the stress roll off you like water does.
And now that you're wet, imagine leaning back and feeling the water support your whole body while the waves rock you gently. No place to go but here. Nothing to do but be.
What are the things that support you and buoy you up? What comforts you, helps you find rest and peace? I invite you to reflect on these questions as you take another slow drink of water. For what supports us.
For the third part of our water communion, let's imagine together we are traveling on a river. Maybe we have a canoe, maybe a raft, maybe we are moving alongside.
Rivers carve a path through the earth. They find a shape that is completely unique, and they change over time. No river stays the same.
In his poem, Real Work, Wendell Berry writes, "It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And that when we no longer know which way to go, we have come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings."
Where is the water flowing in you and around you? What is between you and the sea? What questions baffle you? What does the river have to teach you? I invite you to reflect on these questions as you take another slow swallow of water. For our journeys.
For our fourth and final part of water communion, we are going to think about the ocean, the way it wraps all around our planet like a loving, living blanket, the way when you stand on the shore, it extends out as far as your eyes can see.
The ocean is vast and mysterious, all one thing, and yet full of individual creatures, plants, waves, drops of water.
This is First Lesson by Philip Booth, adapted very slightly. Lie back, child. Let your head be tipped back in the cup of my hand. Gently I will hold you. Spread your arms wide. Lie out on the stream and look high at the gulls. A dead man's float is face down. You will dive and swim soon enough where this tide water ebbs to the sea. Child, believe me, when you tire in the long thrash to your island, lie up and survive. As you float now where I held you and let go, remember when fear cramps your heart, what I told you. Lie gently and wide to the light year stars. Lie back and the sea will hold you.
What connects you to all that is? What do you know about life, mystery, transcendence? When you let go, what holds you? I invite you to reflect on these questions as you take another drink of water. for that which holds and sustains us. For a droplet of water alone has no color, writes Reverend Gary Kowalski, AUU minister. It remains clear, translucent, almost invisible. But in combination, the many drops together can create a brightly varied rainbow, unseen realities made real and present for all to witness. Now, let us watch the rainbow of us.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been ever free, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailor? Might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Now we are going to bless the water. Source of all, who embraces and sustains life, may this water, blessed in our community, bless each of us. May our bodies, flowing with water, be blessed with life energy and wellness. May our home, this blue-green planet, this water planet, covered in seas and lakes and rivers, glaciers, ice caps, be held in sacred keeping. As we strive to bring our gifts to this beloved community and to this difficult, beautiful, hurting world, let us never doubt the power of water and of people rising, the strength of our hearts, nor the depth of our love for each other and the earth. Amen.
Oh,
Our closing words are by the Reverend Cale Rice, the UU minister. Go forth, but return to this community where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles and your life cup overflows, where deep in your spirit you have found in this place a home. All rivers run to the sea. We extinguish the flame of this chalice, but not the warmth and inspiration of our faith. We carry these with us until we meet again.